has always dreamt of going out in a blaze of glory. However, we can't say for sure if this is that moment.
Rats.
However, you should be here just in case. Here's Rick Stacy and the Sunny Update.
Brought to you by Fox 35. Okay, he has passed away, a legend. A man that commanded the ears of many that were interested in café. Juan Valdez.
Aww.
The voice of Colombian coffee has passed. He's gone.
Hola, Juan Valdez.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Disfruta un buen café.
Gracias, señor.
Adiós.
Adiós.
I love that donkey, as long as the donkey's still alive.
He was 83 years old.
God bless him.
Yeah. No, it's Colombian, not Mexican. Sorry.
No, yes, of course he's Colombian. Did you say Mexican?
No, I'm saying the music that we just hit was Mexican. his name was José F. Duval. He was a Cuban actor, believe it or not. It wasn't Colombian. But portrayed the character of Juan Valdez.
I loved those commercials. It made me want coffee.
Mang's Mang.
He just seems so nice and friendly. And a guy with a donkey's probably got good coffee.
And I will tell you, Colombians take their coffee seriously. If I come home with anything other than Colombian coffee, came home with Italian roast one time, Harold's like, what the hell's this? I'm like, it's Italian roast coffee. He's like, where's the Colombian coffee? I'm like, next to the Italian roast in the grocery store? He's like, no, I have to have Colombian coffee.
It must be in my house, wife. Three lakes in Orlando are full of duty.
Poopy, poopy, poopy. Ew, poopy.
Here they are, Lake Rowena, Lake Sioux, and Lake Formosa. There was a...
sound like gross.
There was a water main leak somewhere, a sewage that leaked nearby, and it got into those lakes. So in case you're thinking of dipping in there... Yeah, they're full of, you know...
Poop.
Cocky.
Definitely not trying to eat any fish out of here.
All right, this is a story I don't really want to read because I'm going into surgery on Monday. Dr. Ramon Vasquez of West Palm Beach took out his patient's fully functioning left kidney during a back surgery in 2016.
Whoops.
The reason's mind-blowing. According to the lawsuit filed in 2017, Dr. Vasquez had mistaken her kidney for a pelvic mass, removing it and sending it to pathology for testing.
Oh, my God.
You're a doctor. Don't you need to know what a kidney looks like?
His
looks
only like- job during the surgery was to open the patient so her physicians could operate on her back. Had nothing to do with even a kidney.
He's like the cop that thinks donut glaze is meth. It's like, this is your profession. Shouldn't you be able to recognize a kidney?
Oh, my.
I hope they're removing his license.
Settlement has been reached in the lawsuit, and the Florida Board of Medicine is ordering Vasquez to pay the fine as well as give a lecture on wrong site surgery.
They're not taking his license?
No, this
they're
is
They're like,
bad.
Well, that'll be this much money, and we need you to talk about how you did it bad.
He's paying $5,000 in court costs. There's nothing here but losing his license.
Well, no, I'm sorry. If this buffoon can't recognize a kidney, fired.
You're having a different surgery, though. If you lose a kidney in this one, your doctor's
Well,
really
I mean, this
stupid.
Was back surgery. This was for the back, and he took a kidney out.
Because it's in the back of your body.
Look at that thing that's throbbing in the center of his chest. That's not good. We got to get that out of there.
Yeah, like, what does he think goes on in there? Even I know what a kidney looks like.
All right, so this is why I don't go on airboats. And, you know, besides the noise.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, I get the adrenaline rush with stuff that can kill you. But just something about the airboats I don't like.
Because the gators, and they could flip over, and you could die and then be eaten by a crocodile. Other than that, they're fine.
Well, it's also being so cool. The propellers right there and the noise and the just something about it. And the fact that I always go over that grass, see them going over the grass and the swamps, and I'm thinking, what if there's a rock there somewhere?
Or snakes that fly in your boat and wrap around your neck and strangle you to death, and then you die.
Wow.
It could happen.
Anyway, Brevard County Fire Rescue says one person was hospitalized as a trauma alert after a watercraft overturned this airboat. Two other patients received non-life-threatening injuries. It hit a cow.
Oh, dear.
No word on the cow. Wow. So, yeah, that's my thing. If you're going along in an airboat and you can't see what's coming, right? Like a cow.
And it could... I mean, you could... I just can't.
Yeah.
I guess he hit a cow and then must have hit the bank.
They said they were trying to go into... And the airboat trail, and they got ejected off the airboat.
One of them's in the hospital, and one of them's got a broke leg. One of them's got head trauma.
Jeez.
That's terrible. Like, not making a joke out of something that serious, because that's horrible, but that's scary. You should have to wear helmets in those things. You have to wear life preservers. Why not a helmet?
I mean, you're on a plate of metal with a giant spinning fan behind you.
Yes. I'm sure it's fun. I mean, I'm sure if you like that sort of thing, I'm sure it's a great time.
I've never been on one. But you said, they're so loud.
I never been on one either.
I'm just too nervous with the alligators. That just makes me too nervous.
And finally, federal government shutdown continues. We're day 21 right now. And the Food and Drug Administration is planning to resume at least some of the processes by which they make sure chicken and meat is safe.
Okay. Ooh.
Now, don't be misled. Remember, the media is in a frenzy to get you to hate Trump. And I know a lot of you do, and that's fine. Don't be pissed at me. I'm just telling you the truth here, because if you look deep enough, you find it. You see, the FDA, they haven't stopped testing the meat, okay? You're not going to die. However, there are some paperwork that follows the meat testing that they have to do that they haven't filed, but they don't tell you that part. They just want to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm scared. It's Trump. He's evil. That's what they want. And this is from NBC.
Trump's giving me E. coli.
It's all the same crap. So anyway, they say it's not business as usual. We're not doing all the things we would do under normal circumstances, says the head of the FDA, Gottlieb. But they are. Just the paperwork and stuff. So.
Oh, boy.
Don't be afraid. And if you're afraid, you can always get your chicken from other sources.
Oh, really?
Like where?
Oh, yeah, there's...
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jimmy Knuckles. You know, with this government shutdown going on, the FDA doesn't have time to check my meat. And this is a perfect opportunity for you to get great prices at Jimmy Knuckles' wholesale, quote-unquote, chicken. If it came from a chicken or anywhere else, it's in my chicken. I got chicken-flavored chicken, chicken-shaped chicken, even chicken that smells like chicken. And if it don't smell like chicken, just cook the crap out of it. It'll be fine. Also, try my own personal bathtub chicken loaf. Guaranteed to be at least 2% chicken, or I'll give you another one. And that one might have more chicken in it. Go find me on a ramp at Exit 13A off the turnpike. Jimmy Knuckles Wholesale, quote-unquote, chicken, where the F in FDA stands for Forget About It.
Huh? The Rick Stacy Morning Show.